think we've got our new theme music right there. That was good.
Are you ready, Michael?
Yep, sure am.
Let's go.
Let's harmonize. Hello on three. One, two, three. Hello. No, don't I have to go low and you go high?
I need to know what note we're starting on. I can't just find
We're starting here. Hello.
Nope. Your spot.
Hey.
No, do it again.
Hello.
Wait, are we doing hello or like and then changing it after the low part?
The low is when we go up or down.
Well, which one?
You go up, I go down.
Okay, so it's
hello.
No, you're going up with me. This is a disaster.
What's up, all you podcats? Welcome back to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I have not ever seen Friends.
At least you haven't seen the last six seasons of Friends.
True.
You join us here today on day two of seven podcasts in 7 days as we kick off season five, the only way we know how, releasing back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back episodes. We just finished watching season five, episode two, the one with all the kissing. Elizabeth, if you had to guess, how many episodes of Friends do you think we've watched? What episode do you think this was?
Oh, wow. 109?
Nope. It's episode 99.
Oh!
So we're one away from the big 100.
Oh, wow. Hey, and I wasn't far off. That's pretty impressive.
You were 10 off.
That's pretty
And you were
good.
Over. You think I would let us go over 100 without mentioning it?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it was because of that Friends trivia book that I realized that this was episode 99 in the first place.
Well, well, well.
Well. And, well, I don't want to give too many spoilers for episode 99.
Okay.
But it might be fun, on the count of three, we both say one word to describe how we felt about this episode. And this is without us really having consulted, having watched it. Haven't talked about it very much, but I think we're on the same page. So on the count of three, so it's going to be one, two, three, and then you say the one word that describes this episode for you. All right? You ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
Socks!
Shit! All right. Yeah, we're on the same ballpark. Did you say socks?
I said sucks.
Oh, okay. I said shit.
I heard that.
Not a good episode.
No.
Why was it not a good episode? Well, we'll get to that all in good time. But first of all, would you like to try and bamboozle some listeners at home?
I sure would.
All right, we're going to play Bamboozle.
Bamboozled.
It's our fun Friends trivia game where I ask Elizabeth five questions about Friends, and she tries to answer them. And if you score better than her, then you can tweet us at FriendsPod and tell us that you got a better score from her, and we'll give you a shout out on the show. But if you get a lower score than Elizabeth, or even an equal score, you must also tweet us at FriendsPod so that we can rub your face in it.
And I really need to know that there's someone out there that has not done as well as me.
It's the honor system. People know it. People know they're not listening to this show for free and taking advantage of it by not tweeting in when they play along in their mind.
Of course not.
So should we dive into the questions?
Yes.
Question one. What was the name of the synthetic chocolate substitute that Monica was asked to create fun foodstuffs for?
Oh, no. Mocklet.
Yes,
I knew it as soon as I got it. So I got one.
One for one. Good start.
Woo.
Already rivaled your top score.
All right.
Okay, here's another question. In season three, Monica bragged about an item that she purchased from an infomercial, and she used it in that episode. What did she buy?
The only thing that's coming to mind is the floor waxer.
Oh, yeah, no. Quite the opposite, in fact. It was a wonder mop that she used to mop her ceilings when she, spilled stuff on the ceiling. She had stuff in the blender and it went up, so she had like a big long mop. And she was like,
it's like, how do you spill anything on the ceiling? Okay.
Okay. Last season, Rachel was going to great lengths to woo Joshua.
Yes.
And she had them run for a party, and they played a game of spin the bottle. And she spun it, and it landed on him, and she was going to give him a kiss, but something interrupted that kiss. What interrupted the kiss in spin the bottle?
God, I remember it. I remember, but...
Think of context clues. What else was going on at that party?
I'm trying to think. A fight?
No. I mean, no, you're not in the right ballpark, but I'll let you guess again.
New Year's Eve.
What, you think the countdown started?
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
Wait, what is it? What is it?
Phoebe felt a baby kick.
Stupid Phoebe.
Yeah, she ruined it for you. All right, you got one out of three. Ugh. I think that you'll get... I think you could get both of these. I think these are very gettable answers. So let's see. Where was Joy when their apartment was robbed?
Whose apartment?
Joy and Chandler's.
What? Oh, he was inside their big TV holder thing.
I'll allow it. He was locked inside their entertainment system. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. 2 out of 4. Final question. And very relevant based on what happens in this episode. Who went on Rachel's honeymoon with Barry when she ran out on him?
Her best friend.
I need a name.
The maid of honor. Mindy. Need a name.
It is Mindy!
Yeah! Give me a high five for that. Come on, I'm so good.
3 out of 5.
Okay.
Kind of, I had forgotten that that happened until I read that question. And kind of shocking that they kind of repeat the same trick in this episode.
That was pretty good.
Oh, we're still on your trivia.
Yes, yes. I just am really proud of myself. Okay. I don't think I've gotten more than 3, right?
Yeah, you have. I think you've got like 3.5 or 4 before.
Oh. I'm very proud.
Okay. Well, the score is 3 out of 5 to beat. If you got higher than that, at FriendsPod, give us a tweet. If you got lower than that, at FriendsPod, give us a tweet.
Especially if you got lower.
No, especially we want to give people shout-outs. We don't want to give them... public shamings.
I'll give them a shout out if they lose.
No, that's not how a shout out works. A shout out is for something good.
I'll give them a shout of loser.
All right, let's get to talking about the one with all the kissing. Season 5, episode 2, episode 99.
Whoa.
Goodness gracious me. First aired on the 1st of October, 1998. How many people do you think watched it? Last episode was 31.1. So where do you think we're at for this one?
Who goes first this time?
I think it should probably be me. I think I got the first one right. I did. I'll say 27.
That's a very good guess, Michael.
Thanks. I'm very happy with it.
Just 27 even?
27 on the dot.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, Michael, Michael.
27.3.
27.3. Oh, I hope it's 27.1 so badly.
I really hope it's not.
The answer is... 25.4. I'll take it. I'll take it. 2-0 up.
Fine.
Start as you mean to go on. This episode opens with a sexy bath time. Got Chandler and Monica all cozy in Chandler's bathroom. Bubbles of champagne. They're just loving it. They're gazing lovingly into each other's eyes. It's nice.
They're nice.
They're nice. They're a natural couple, and they're nice. You don't want to comment on this at all? I mean, come on, Elizabeth. Help me out here. I know you knew this was coming, but yeah. How does it feel now that we're here?
It's tainted it for me.
Why? Just because you knew it was coming doesn't mean that you can either be a little bit weirded out by it, or you can think it's sweet. Like, okay. Come on, give me something. Give our listeners something. You don't have to tell me
edge.
Shit.
Okay. I'm on the edge of... So there's a line that's uncomfortable and a line that's sweet. And I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't quite...
How can you be in the middle of the line?
It's like a spectrum.
Okay, so there's 2 lines.
Well, no, it's 1 line. And towards this side, it's...
Oh, it's a horizontal line.
Yeah.
Okay.
A horizontal line.
And they're shifting up and down.
Yes.
On the axis.
Exactly.
I see.
So, I think they're cute, but I also don't like the look of them together a ton.
Why? They're just two very attractive people.
They are. And I think they're cute. But when it gets to be, like, sexy, it's just like, ugh. So right now, in this bubble bath scene, I'm a little more towards uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. So only one of us was really aroused for this bathroom
scene. Yeah, just one. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, their intimate moment that you find so disgusting and gross and wrong and incestuous is interrupted by Joey, who comes in. He's ordering chicken. Oh, he's like, oh, he knocks on the door and he's like, hey, I'm coming in. And he sort of gives Chandler a look, and Chandler's, so like Monica takes a big deep breath and hides under the bubbles because there's a lot of them. And so Joey takes a look and he sees Chandler, and Chandler's got like a glass of bubbly and he's in a bubble bath on his own. And he's just sort of like, I had a long, long day.
I had a long, hard day or something like that. I've seen that as a meme. And I've used it before. I knew this.
You're not allowed to use it unless you know.
I've used it because...
I hope you haven't used any other friends.
No, no. This was a while ago. I think I sent it to someone that I worked with after we had like a shit day at work. And it was perfect for it. Because it didn't give anything away. It just happened to be there when I was looking for like gifts or whatever. So yeah.
So anyway, Joey is ordering chicken and he's like, you want any? He's like, no, no thanks. And then Joey's like... So then he leaves, and then Monica comes up, and then he comes back in, and Monica has to duck back down, and he's like, you sure? And he's like, no, I don't want anything, get out of here. Because he's worried that Monica's going to suffocate.
Yep, drown.
Drown. And then he leaves, and Chandler's like, oh, I'm so sorry, he kept on asking for chicken, and Monica's like, I kind of want some chicken. So then she has to duck back down again, and he calls him in, and he makes an order, and there we go.
That's kind of funny.
It's pretty good. This is the first of we've seen of them sneaking around.
Ooh, why won't they
sneaky,
tell people?
Sneaky. Good question. I think because they still don't know if they're just kind of having fun or if it's just more serious.
And maybe Monica in some way is trying to be sensitive to what Rachel's going through, or...
Oh, I highly doubt that.
No. Yeah, you're right. I think they are probably just figuring their...
If anything, I think Chandler would probably just doesn't want Ross to find out while, like, they're just clanging and banging.
Yeah. I think people would probably make a big deal about it, so...
It is a big deal. Don't you remember the audience reacting in London? They went crazy!
Well, yeah. But they didn't know it was coming. I knew it was coming!
Yeah. I mean, they must have seen her get under the covers in the studio. Like, what do you think they hid?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Do you think they hid her under the covers and then brought the audience in?
Well, no, I think maybe the lights were out, like on a stage.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. This is where Sabrina's going to like tweet us and be like, no, it was this.
She's going to know.
Of course she's
going to know. I want her to know.
And, I mean, at this point, she should really just take over the show.
Yeah, she can just sit right in the middle of us.
Nope, she can just do it.
Well, we can drink next to her while she delivers the podcast.
I'm actually out.
I'll watch her do it.
I've been circling the drink. I mean, look, it's no surprise to people listening. If you've been listening, you know I checked out months ago. And, like, this is just... All right, anyway, the episode opens. Tangents aside. The episode opens. We get a new intro. Hooray!
Yay!
And it's not based in London. That was just a one-off special.
That's what I thought.
So, what went on in this one? Do you remember?
God. No. Right. Ask me next episode.
We'll look forward to that expert analysis as the week goes on. We then cut to the apartment. Phoebe comes in and she's like, oh, I've got this cool story. I had this cab driver. And they were all like, oh, was his name Angus? And everybody laughs because it's a London joke. And Phoebe's got London FOMO. She's like, oh, I don't know the jokes. I wasn't there in London. And they laugh. And they talk about Boddington's, which was a great beer that they all loved, even though Boddington's is quite shit beer. So.
Hey, but some people like it.
No, I don't think so.
Is it one of those thick ones?
Yeah, it's pretty creamy.
Yeah, it sounds like a thick one.
It's like a... I mean, I'm sure people will correct me. It's kind of like a Guinness, but it's like...
Light.
Thicker.
No, but like a light in color.
No,
right?
No, very much a dark...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There can only be one, and that's going to be Guinness.
I think it's like creamier. I think that's sort of thing.
So it's like drinking like egg yolks? Or like no. Like a smoothie?
No.
Like a milkshake?
No. No.
Like mayonnaise?
Yeah, no, please keep naming things.
Whipped cream.
There was a Boddington's commercial where, like, they were serving it at, like, a glitzy, like, poolside bar in, like, maybe Spain or something. And then, like, the waitress sort of leaned over and was like, do you want a flake in that, love? Which is, like, a chocolate. All of these references are wasted on you, so let's just move on.
No, this is what terrible. Is a flake?
A flake is, like, a very crumbly piece of, like, milk chocolate.
Ooh.
It's very crumbly. And traditionally, in the UK, you would get it on, like, very soft, served whipped ice cream, and it would be called a 99 if you put a flake in it. It would be a 99.
Wow, so, I'm learning so much this yeah. podcast episode.
So I think the Boddington's is like, it's creamy. I don't know if it's creamy. I don't think I've ever had it, but it's like, oh, do you want a flake in here? Because it's got like the foam top. So I think the idea is you could put a flake in the foam top and it would just sit there.
Well, we're going to now have to buy it and drink it on the next
episode. We're not getting Boddington's.
I think we're going to have to. Just everyone needs to know what we think of it. It's like the Oreo challenge, the leg waxing.
I know what I think of it. I just told you.
We're going to have to get it.
Okay, good luck. Good luck finding it.
Oh, yeah, we're in America.
Mm. It would be hard to find in Scotland, I think,
We'll put a pin in it, but if we stumble upon it, I promise all of you.
This is where I'm really glad that you don't remember things from episode to episode, so I don't have to worry about this ever being called back.
Oh, brother. You're not wrong.
Okay, we spent 20 minutes on the first two scenes. Shall we move on to scene number three?
I mean, I guess.
Rachel's coming home. Ross is really worried about it because he ditched her at the airport.
As he should be.
At this stage, you notice that Ross is rocking slightly different hairdo.
It seems longer.
It just seems bigger.
Yeah, like yeah.
Taller.
So I'm wondering if it's just longer, so there's more to style and gel up there.
Mm-hmm. He says the wrong name again. He's like, oh, I just want to convince her that I love Rachel. Emily, Emily! And he gets it wrong again.
Whoa.
And it's very funny. It's worth being said that Emily has been missing in action since Ross saw her at the airport. She ran away and he hasn't seen her since. They kind of tease him about it, but he's in no mood to be teased. He just yells at them. Ross yelling. This is the moment. Yelling Ross. We're going to get a lot of that. It's coming.
Really?
Yep, from now for the next six seasons. This is Ross's life now.
Oh, God, it's going to turn into episodes of New Girl.
Or New Girl just turned into episodes of Ross.
Ooh, yeah.
Rachel comes home. She's not mad. She had a great time in Greece. And Ross is like, oh, thank goodness. Ross is off to send roses to Emily, 72, for every day that he's known her and loved her.
God, so he's loved her since day one?
Well, they had like that really... like whirlwind affair where they went to like Vermont on the first day and stuff. So I think
72. That just seems ridiculous to have been married.
It's not even 3 months.
I know. I don't think that was very wise of them.
Well, the results are suggesting that maybe you were right. Maybe take the time to get to learn the person's name a little better before you have to say it in front of everybody. Ross leaves. Rachel then is like, ugh, I had a shit time in Greece. This is rubbish. And she's like, I make terrible choices. I never should have gone to London. I should have listened to Phoebe. I should never have gone to Greece. This is terrible. And she's like, I don't want to make bad choices anymore. So Monica volunteers to basically make all of her love life decisions from then on in.
Might not be the worst idea.
Well, Monica managed to bag Chandler. I can't like Chandler, so... she must be doing something right. Through all this, like, everyone's just hanging out at the apartment. Chandler then gets up to leave, and he's just like, all right, I gotta go, bye. And he just, like, without thinking, like, kisses Monica goodbye. And everyone's like, oh, shit! Because, like, everyone's there. Like, Phoebe's there, and Rachel's there. And, like, midway through the kiss, they realize what's happening. So Chandler's sort of like, and Rachel, good to see you. And kisses her goodbye, too, and then goes over to Phoebe and kisses her and then leaves.
So it's all on the lips. Everyone.
He forces himself on his female friends who did not consent to or initiate these advances. probably fine thing to do in 1998, but we're living in the hashtag Me Too era, and it's problematic. I was very uncomfortable with this scene. Very uncomfortable.
I can't tell if you're kidding. Yes. You have a creep smile on your face.
Yes, you can tell.
But you're clutching your pearls like you just heard something in Sunday's Mass that was very disturbing.
It's very problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think they knew that he was going to do that?
Michael. Yes.
Okay. I hope so.
Oh, brother. Anywho.
We then cut later to Central Perk. And they're showing Phoebe. I think this is probably the scene you most related to. I could see you like wincing as it was happening. They were showing Phoebe. No, they were showing Rachel the wedding photos. And Monica, they're Monica's photos. And showing Rachel. And Rachel is like looking at them absentmindedly. And she's kind of stressing about Ross. She's like, I can't believe he's married. I can't believe he's married. And she's like, not being very careful with the photographs.
Oh my God.
And the whole time Monica's just like, Rachel, can you just hold them by the edges? Just careful, hold them by the edge. And at which point, like, Rachel snaps like, oh, for goodness sake. And she just licks them.
I was really upset by this.
You were stressing out.
Yes, because I know that, you know, she got those copies and fingerprints catch on those. You know, it's not like you just have them on your phone and you have unlimited access to it. Like, you've developed that picture now, and that is your picture. And so if someone's fingerprint gets on it, it's kind of ruined.
Can't you just wipe it off?
No, it'll smudge.
Hmm. Wow.
So I get that.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was just like, she wasn't even listening to Monica. She was just holding them like crazy, talking about Ross the usual.
I'm just surprised that, like, Monica hadn't already put them in, like, an album before, like, showing them to people.
Maybe she was excited.
Maybe.
Yeah, she licks them.
She does. So anyway, Rachel is stressed. She wants to forget all about Ross. And so Monica's trying to help her out. She's like, well, why don't you just like find someone else to take your mind off him? And she's like looking around the coffee place. And she's like, how about Gunther? And again, Gunther is like drying a cup. But he's also listening intently because he is a bit of a snoop. And he's like listening. He's like, this is my moment. And, like, they're like, Gunther's cute. And Rachel's kind of like, yeah, I guess he's cute. And then Monica's like, oh, but wait, what about that cute guy at the window there? You know, you flirted with him that one time. And she's like, I don't know. But Monica's like, well, it's my decision. And you're going to go over and talk to him. And then we see Gunther looking heartbroken.
Yeah.
Did you think this was his moment? Did you think he was going to get a wee date out of this?
I thought something would happen. But then the guy that they pointed to near the window. Whoo!
Quite the dish.
Mm-hmm.
So Rachel, yeah, makes a date with him. Like, we don't see it. She just, like, goes over and then comes back. And she's like, yeah, I got a date. And then we just cut to the guy sitting at the table. And then Gunther comes over with a sign that says, we refuse the right to serve and to refuse admission or whatever. And he just flashes it to him and he's like, get out!
We refuse the right
to serve?
No, it's
oh yeah, you're like quick to laugh at me, no, but you don't fucking know, do you?
Admission.
Well, it's admission, like I'm thinking of like if you're going to like a bar or something. Like,
no, it's not. Right, it's like it's gonna drive me crazy. Because you can't refuse to serve certain people. I don't know.
Let's not go in there.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't fucking know. So, yeah. Climb off my back, sister.
Okay.
Chandler goes around to see Monica after a long day at work. They are clearly in horny town because they just start pawing each other and kissing. And like, oh, I missed you, blah, 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 blah.
That's like every early relationship.
Yeah. I'm not criticizing. What about this part of it? Was this between cute or nice or uncomfortable? Where on the spectrum are we for this interaction?
Where are they?
In their apartment. Yeah. Not doing it for you?
No.
You're not rooting for them?
Well, no, I am. Kind of. I don't know. I don't know what I feel yet.
Okay. So they're kissing and then people walk in and see them kissing. So Chandler just has to repeat exactly what he did the scene before and like kiss Rachel goodbye and kiss Phoebe goodbye. And Joey's like, I'm good, thanks. So he leaves and then, but like unlike the last scene where it just kind of cut and ended, this is like, everyone's like, what the fuck is he doing? And Monica's like, oh, I think it's just something he picked up in Europe.
You can kind of, it's a good excuse. Like, you could use that for being uncultured and not really know.
Would you buy that shit? I think you would just be like, you guys were clearly like...
Well, yeah, but it's a sitcom. So I think that that's the best excuse.
That's the best they could
do. Because, you know, they do like the kiss on the cheek, kiss on the cheek. Like the double thing.
This is not that, though.
No, no, but maybe he, you know, he's dumb, he's silly, he's a clown. So maybe he's taking it a different way. Like, I don't know. I thought that it was all right.
Bless you. You must really like this show to go to such lengths to defend it.
I like Monica.
So, yeah, they're just sort of like, all right, fine, whatever. Rachel has a date with, I think I could only describe him as hunky 90s man, because he just looked like a hunky 90s man.
Totally. Like
floppy hair and probably a little bit of stubble. And I don't remember him at all now, but I'm assuming he had like a tight white shirt and maybe like a belt tucked into a belt buckle and some tight jeans. I don't know.
That sounds very accurate. I also don't remember because, you know, I'm me. But that sounds like what I kind of picture.
It seems to have gone well. They're in the hallway outside the apartment, and Rachel wants to invite him in, but because Monica's calling the shots, she needs to go get her approval, so she leaves him out in the hallway while she goes to ask Monica. She goes into the apartment. Monica's not there. She's doing laundry, but someone is there. Return of an old favorite. It's old Sad Sack Ross. He's like, oh, we got all these roses that were cut up into mulch. The roses that he'd sent Emily. They've been turned into mulch. You're sticking out your bottom lip. Are you sad for him?
Well, I feel bad for the flowers.
Oh, fucking hell. I honestly thought you were showing some sympathy for the guy. Do you feel sorry for him, or is this just his own fucking fault?
No, I don't care.
Yeah?
At 72 red roses, like, first of all, that must have been extremely expensive.
Shipping them across the pond.
Right, and they're gorgeous. Like, gorgeous. Like, roses are really beautiful. And for someone to just take them and tear them apart, I feel bad for them. They're living.
Yeah. Okay. So he's feeling all mopey, and Rachel kind of, like, tends to him. So she's just like, oh, we're just going to sit and talk this out. So she sends the guy away. She's like, ah, sorry, got to cancel, bye. And so she's just like sort of hugging up on Ross. But then Monica interrupts. She's like, oh, can I see you outside? She's like, I just had to send that guy away. They argue. Rachel wants to tell Ross that she loves him. And Monica's like, that's a terrible idea. You should just have a nice date with hunky 90s man.
Yeah, I know, but I also think that she should have just told him.
No.
No, I do.
No good can come of this.
But she needs to get off her chest. He needs to know. I would do it.
He doesn't need to know.
Well, I would do it.
He doesn't need to know. I object to this, okay, that fine. Like, oh, he needs to know how I feel about him. It's like, no, he is dealing with a fucking family crisis right now.
Fine. He doesn't need to know, but she needs to tell him.
She needs to whatever. Whisper it into a well or write it on a piece of paper and throw it into the wind. She can fuck right off.
Does anybody do that?
I don't know.
Whisper it into a well?
Yeah.
I love Ross.
Yeah. I don't fucking know, but this is... I love Ross. This isn't fair to the boy. Look, I don't care. Tell him, don't tell him. But don't make it out that, like, you're doing him a favor by telling him, by like, oh, he has to know. He has to know. He doesn't have to know.
Okay, fine.
Like, bitch, your feelings ain't that important. Anyway, they argue. Rachel fires Monica for making her decisions and throws her laundry away and locks her out of the apartment. We then get this really weird bit where, like, Monica's outside and locked out, and she's like knocking on the door, and Joey opens the door, and he's kind of like, you need some help? And he's kind of like eyebrows raised, and she's like, well, my door's locked. And he's like, I'll kick it in for a little sugar. And then the scene just cuts.
It is kind of weird.
What the fuck is that?
I think the only explanation is that he wants to adopt the same thing Chandler did, the European style.
But that's not Monica's thing. That's Chandler that's doing that.
I guess, but the only thing I could think of was that if he does that, he has to say goodbye, so he would do the same thing Chandler did, so he could kiss her.
That's fucking shit.
Well, it is, but I mean, I don't know if that's right. But...
Yeah, I mean, it's the only thing that remotely makes sense. So anyway, Monica just bangs on the door and Ross lets her in. And they're like, oh, you know, we need to talk about this. And Rachel's like, oh, you can just talk about it in front of Ross. So Monica has to speak in code. And she's basically just like, Rachel wants to do swing dance lessons. And I think that's a bad idea because it's dangerous and you'll get hurt. And it's just rubbish. It's just shit. It's like, oh, we've got to talk in code around Ross. Oh, swing dance lesson.
Well, no, they don't have to talk in code. Rachel wanted her to say the truth so that Ross would find out.
Yeah.
But Monica was not about to do that. I know. It was just, this episode was dragging on.
It's tiresome.
We're not drunk enough. It just wasn't great.
It's not. I found this so tiresome. It really annoyed me. This, like, see, like, everything in the last, like, 2 minutes that's happened is really fucking... I don't like the fact... I'm going to go on a rant here if you don't mind.
Here we go.
I don't like the fact that Monica is making Rachel's decisions. I don't like the fact that, like, she abandons that premise after, like, 30 seconds. I don't like the fact that Rachel has to tell Ross that she loved him. I don't like the fact that they're talking in front of things and Ross is such a fucking idiot. He doesn't understand what's going on. It's just...
cheap.
Not good. How did we get here from, like, 2 episodes ago? We're, like, at the biggest cliffhanger and we're like, yeah, oh, God, can't wait what's happening. And now we're just like, this is bollocks.
I think
maybe it's
just
me.
No, I think this is just a filler episode. Like, they needed somewhere to go, so maybe next one will be better. Because the first one wasn't bad.
It wasn't. They
so
were
maybe
still
this
in
is
London.
Just like a, fuck, what do we do? We gotta, you know, it's 8 days later. We need to...
It's like episode 99. Get your shit together. Anyway, all right, let's just plow through this. the gang plan a trip for Phoebe because they feel bad that she missed out on stuff. So she's like, yeah, where are we going? And they're like, we're going to go to Central Park. And she's like... I just was at Central Park. That's shit. So,
I kind of agree.
Yeah, not a good idea. Not like a... Like, you've just been to London. Come on. Think a bit harder. Chandler goes to leave. And Rachel's like, oh, hang on here. Don't try and kiss me again as you try to leave. And everyone's like, yeah, this is weird. And Monica's like, it makes me want to puke. Which I thought was quite funny. Because she's, like, trying to cover as well. And Chandler's just like, come on, man. We then see the gang talking to Phoebe again, and they're like, all right, we've planned another trip. We're going to go to Atlantic City. Better idea.
Yes. I think originally when they said Central Park, it was because she's very pregnant and is carrying 3 babies, so maybe she wouldn't want to go very far just in case something happens. Maybe?
Yeah. Anyway, she loves that idea. They're like, everyone's like, all right, let's go pack and we'll meet up in our apartment in an hour. Let's go. Off we go. So everyone disappears, apart from Ross, who decides to spend his hour of packing, sitting reading a newspaper quietly in Central Park. Perk. And Rachel's like, I'm going to tell him I love him. And she tells him that she loves him. This is a very long scene. Like, for sitcom style, this, like, scene lasts a good few minutes.
Yeah.
So she tells him she loves him, and he's sort of like, And then, like, she starts laughing. She's like, she just realized how dumb it sounds because he's married and he's trying to patch things up with his wife.
Yeah.
And, like, she just thinks it's weird. She realizes, like, how stupid it is to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross is sad.
But, I mean, he's basically like, what do you expect me to do with
that? Yeah, he's just like, thanks, it's nice to hear, but I can't do shit with this.
Right.
Because I'm trying to patch up my marriage. Did you think Rachel was very brave to tell her feelings?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
I mean, it's always brave to put it out there, but it's just like, why bother?
Look, I'm of the opinion that if you really feel that strongly for someone, that you should tell them regardless of what their answer might be, because life is too short.
Look, I agree with that, and I don't think it's more about what the answer might be. I think it's more like, it's just, why complicate this guy's life more right now? I'm like, just, like, he's probably going to get a divorce.
Oh, God.
He's, like, he's just, like, hanging on by a thread. Like, this is just more.
The timing's not great, but I think it is brave that she... put it out there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a long scene, and then it ends with the weirdest thing that we've never seen before. They go to hug, and then we get, like, a second of freeze frame. Like, it freezes on them hugging, and then it fades out. Yeah. And you're just like, what the fuck?
It's the first time I've ever done that.
And they've never done that.
It's weird.
It's really fucking weird. So, yeah, we end up in Monica and Rachel's apartment, and everyone's meeting up with their pack bags. Phoebe's very excited. Off they go. And you called it as soon as Phoebe got excited about the trip. You were like, they're not going on that trip. And sure enough, they go to leave and Phoebe's water broke.
I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
I mean, look.
Don't take this away from me.
Look, you called it, but I think anyone with a basic understanding of like how sitcom writing goes could probably... It's like if she was about to get in an elevator or something. It's like, oh, I need to take this long elevator journey. I sure hope my water doesn't break.
An elevator journey?
Yeah.
How long can an elevator journey be?
Well, it gets stuck. That's the thing. Like, you get in the elevator and it gets stuck and you have to give birth in the fucking elevator. Like,
oh, that'd be awful.
Well, you know. People give place in worse places.
What?
People give birth in worse places.
What?
People give birth in worse places.
Yeah.
People used to give birth in caves all the time.
Yeah, but now that modern medicine has invented pain medicine.
What medicine?
Pain.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you have it?
So anyway, Phoebe's still like, oh, but let's still go. Let's go on this trip. And they're like, no, you have to go to the hospital. And she's like, ah, fuck it, fine. And then the episode ends. The gang is all off to the hospital for another birth, which we haven't seen since season one. When at the end of season one, when Ben was born.
Who?
Yeah, right. Chandler and Monica kiss, and then they're like, let's just have sex before we go to the hospital.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think they're just like, we got time. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Yep. And that wraps it up. Episode 99. The one with all the kissing.
It was shit.
It was just like, I think you're right. I think it was just like, they needed it to get to A to B. They needed to get to the next step.
Yeah.
It's like, we've had our fun in London. Let's get to this baby being born. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just, I think it was like, well, we need to, like, Rachel was going to the wedding to interrupt it. So I think we need to address that. But they're like, well, we can't do anything with it yet. So let's just figure it out. Yeah. Like, I guess it just like served a purpose. I just fucking hope they lift their game.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I think they do. Season 5 is a good season. Like,
I hope so. I mean, you know, this one let me down a bit, but this happened before.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I mean, a bad, yeah. We're not going to give up too much, but. No. So that was episode 99. Episode 100, we're heading off. I think we can only assume. It's a funny one, because, you know, they start with the one with, or the one with the, or the one where, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is just called the 100th.
Oh, so they recognize it. Good,
yep,
good, good.
Yeah. And I think it's safe to say Phoebe's going to give birth to 3 small humans.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And luckily for all of you listeners, we're going to come to that bridge quicker than usual, because that will be just tomorrow as we do day 3 of 7 podcasts in 7 days. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, I'll see you there. Thank you all very much for listening. This is the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. You can catch us over on Twitter at FriendsPod for all the fun and games and episode information. We do have an Instagram account now.
I know the Instagrams.
Now, does an Instagram come with @? Are you an @ something on Instagram, or is it just your name?
It's just your name.
Okay, so we're Friends Till the End Pod on Instagram. You can find us there. We post our show notes and other things. Might post some funny clips. I want to show that clip of, like, remember that episode where Joy was, like, started laughing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I want to, like, put that in. Put that up on our Instagram. So check all that out there. Can you do videos on Instagram?
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. You can check out our website, friendstilltheend.podomatic.net. If you want to help support the show, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a friendly rating and review. Or anywhere else where you download podcasts, for that matter. And, of course, telling your friend word of mouth is a great way to reach a larger audience. Elizabeth, thank you so much for participating. I'm sorry you had to sit through such a not so good episode.
That's all right. It's not your fault, Michael.
Well, if I hadn't suggested this podcast, it never would have happened.
That's true.
No, let's go back to blaming Martha Kaufman.
No, that's true.
All right, carry on. Nothing to see here. All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.